Hello and welcome to the Kristanya.com podcast. I'm Kristanya Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am glad you're here. This is episode 19, and this week's segment is going to be featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 19, Crossroads. Grab a pen and something to write on so we can jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 19, Crossroads. Principle 7. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and His will for my life and to gain the power to follow His will. Step 10. We continued to take a personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Scripture. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. You know, Jesus tells us that if we live our lives as He tells us to, and by His truth, that truth will set us free. Read John 8:32, and let that sink into your soul. The truth of God will set us free, free from everything. Going through this process, you will undoubtedly see major changes in your life if you haven't already. I like to refer to these as lifestyle changes. So we're going to break step 10 down into three parts. 1, take time to do daily inventory. We continue to take a personal inventory. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord, Lamentations 3:40. That is part 1, do a daily inventory. Part 2, evaluate the good and bad of our day, the victories, the failures, both ends of the spectrum. If we say that we have no sins, we are only fooling ourselves and refuse to accept the truth. We are lying and calling God a liar. For He says we have sinned. 1 John 1:8-10. That is part 2. Part 3. Need to admit our wrongs promptly. Promptly admit it. This is how I want you to conduct yourselves in these matters. If you enter into your place of worship and about to make an offering, and you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering, leaving immediately, going to that friend and making things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Matthew 5:23-24. That being part 3. So let's dive into our lesson questions. In step 10, take a moment to reflect and make a list of the changes that you've seen in your life. From working these steps and principles with Jesus as your higher power, how has your behavior changed? Me personally, oh my goodness, I became more calm. I had many less panic attacks, if any at all. I was able to evaluate myself more positively than critically. And I was very cautious in my word selection, in communicating with others, but also my self-talk. What specific relationships have been restored or improved in your life? For me, my dad, my mom, my business partner, just my siblings, the quality of my relationships just evolved to such a degree. It was a huge, huge blessing. How has your relationship with Jesus grown since you began your recovery journey? Tenfold. My relationship with God is incredibly intimate. It is so much more personal. It's almost like I have this conversation with God all day long. It's not like I feel like I'm imposing on Him anymore. I'm His child, and He loves me, and I know that. And I seek God first and man second. List the new relationships that you have made along your journey. Oh my gosh, there's too many to count. Being younger, I didn't really have that many girlfriends or that many relationships. And now I have 5 to 6 amazing girlfriends. I'm kind of spread out all over the place, but I enjoy such a depth of intimacy with my girlfriends. on the phone and just texting and prayers. And I always feel they're present, and I hope that they feel that I'm present for them. But it's such a blessing. And my sponsor and my ministry groups, and of course, my husband, our relationship. I haven't really experienced a relationship to the degree that I have with a man as I have with my husband. Second set of questions. In your own words, what does step 10 mean to you? We continue to take a personal inventory. What it means to me is that I can evaluate my behavior, my actions, as I go to prevent them from getting off track. I have heard on many occasions that small errors in judgment makes for a really big mistake in the end. For those of you that are in chemistry or engineering, you know how true that is. You're off just a millisecond or a centimeter today, but if you keep that centimeter or that millisecond off for a year, you totally miss the target altogether. The second part. And when we were wrong, well, what this does is it keeps me accountable, seeing where I still need to grow, where I still need to learn, where I still need to improve. It's just a constant measurement of me learning to be and learning to grow into my best self. And the last part, we promptly admit it. Well, this reinforces the accountability. It allows me to make an amends before resentment or judgment can set in and distract me and get me off course. 4, what did you learn by keeping a journal? It allowed me personally to pay attention to my behavior throughout the day, knowing that I was going to be accountable for tracking it or writing about it later. Question 5, what areas did you identify as strengths? My desires to help others, my desires and perseverance to succeed, and my strong need to understand. Question 6, what areas do you still need to work on? Well, I think we all are going to have areas that we need to continue to work on. But for me, controlling my attitude when I am frustrated, hurried, or I don't understand, or I'm not being understood. I have a tendency to get impatient, and I need to remember that patience is grace extended to others, and I need to constantly remind myself that my value and worth come from God and nothing that I can do. That concludes our lesson 19, and I am so excited and proud of you for committing to the process. You truly will be blessed tenfold for showing up week to week. It takes courage to change, and I'm proud of you. This will conclude today's episode. Thank you for joining me, and remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless, and take care.